Protect those dreams by keeping your kids healthy well into adulthood. If your son or daughter is 11 or 12 years old, the American Cancer Society recommends giving them the HPV vaccine to help protect them from 6 types of HPV cancers later in life. To learn more, visit cancer.org/dreambig.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a lot going on here, El Paso History being what it is. We are going to start the second hour of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment. You guys over there to realize we're having a radio show over here.
No.
But that's okay.
We're having our own conversation.
Well, you want to talk over your piece? Stand by. Here we go. It's about to hit the fan. But your moment today, Melissa, you probably know this, but your moment today is about how Pat Garrett got the custom collector job in El Paso and some of the other stuff that hit the fan we'll talk about in a minute.
Who was this man who knew so many? The year was 1901, and a former New Mexico territorial governor and now famous author was visiting Washington, D.C. to lobby President Teddy Roosevelt to appoint an old friend, Pat Garrett, as the new customs collector for El Paso, in spite of boisterous objections from the El Paso Republican Party. Early on in El Paso, the former governor's pick for customs collector brought boisterous objections from the local members of the El Paso Republican Party, who felt Garrett's gambling and drinking problems disqualified him for the position. Eventually, with the endorsement and help of President Roosevelt's close friend, Albert Bacon Fall of Las Cruces, the former governor's candidate, Pat Garrett, received his vaulted appointment, much to the chagrin of the El Paso Republican delegation, who had come all the way to Washington to oppose the appointment. Interesting twist to this story is the same New Mexico territorial governor, while serving in Santa Fe 21 years earlier, in 1881 penned one of the most famous books ever written and the movies made from this book, Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ. And one other famous document he penned before he left Santa Fe was Billy the Kid's Death Warrant in 1880, and the author of both was New Mexico Governor Lewis Lew Wallace. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
A lot going on there. That's a lot of history you just covered there.
Yeah, there's a lot crammed in there.
Oh, there it is. And you do this for the History Alliance?
Yes, I do. Those crazy people out there. If you're interested in getting involved with the History Alliance, you can call Bernie Sargent, my husband, at 915-581-7920. And he's lagging around the house this morning.
Does your phone ring 24/7?
Yes. In fact, I got a call this morning.
When?
For the Turney Mansion. So somebody wanted to know if they were playing a movie today. And I went, what?
You were asleep at the time the call
occurred? No, I was getting ready for the show, but it cracked me up because we involve a Keystone Heritage Park too, so I usually answer that one. But it was like, he goes, and the movie starts, and I went, wait,
1:30
why are you calling
to open,
me?
Get some popcorn, 2 o'clock movie.
Yeah, go out to the movie.
Well, go ahead and finish that.
And it was a Poseidon Adventure, so I told him all about it, so go out there.
So that's it. Today's a Poseidon Adventure, 117 minutes in color.
Yes.
So we just told the announcement then.
That's right. So get out to see the Poseidon today.
And where
movie.
Are these? They're at 1211 Montana.
Right. And then another historical group we have to talk about is Remembering El Paso Win on Facebook, because
indeed,
they do wonderful history also. And they've got wonderful archive pictures and stories and
they
history.
They really do.
And you name it. I mean, there's a lot of us out there that are doing this.
But
we've got to remember Barbara Given-Bainey, who puts that all together.
And the archive pictures are just extensive.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
In fact, she sent me a picture of Pat Garrett's grave.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, Nick Prime is a guy who works with her a whole lot on stuff. Barbara is the chief chica, and is Nick Prime is with them. A moderator, Richard Enger. They got a lot of people, and they're all volunteers. And if you want to get involved in that, get a hold of them on their Facebook page. It's a great group of people that are doing a great service. And one of the things that they did, check this out. We got the Las Cruces guy still here. When El Paso Electric was putting in electric poles all over the place, They apparently sent a photographer out to take a picture of where they put the pole. So they you generally can find four different pictures of where a pole went. That's a lot of pictures of poles, but in the background are all these little cities all across New Mexico. That's one of the things that's in this Remember in El Paso Win. It's the New Mexico and El Paso pictures from the electric company. And so and that's a weird way to get history, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful, though. I love pictures.
David Thomas is here. We're still talking about this book and other things about Pat Garrett, et cetera, because that's a huge chunk of Old West history. And from what I'm understanding here and what I've heard before, Pat Garrett was a national figure. He wasn't just a local dude.
He's probably, as I say in the title of the book, the most famous lawman. All over the country, all the newspapers had to do was mention the name Pat Garrett. People knew immediately who he was. When he was killed, it was headline news, front page news all across the country. It appeared in the New York Times. They just had to say Pat Garrett. They knew who he was.
Did it come out as a murder immediately, or what did it say originally?
Of course, they thought he'd been murdered originally. There was a lot of false information put out in the beginning, and it was not really corrected in the papers. It was allowed just to one appearance, and then it would die.
It'd linger.
But the interesting thing is what I discovered, what people did not realize, is it was actually very thoroughly investigated. No one knew until I did the research that there was a grand jury that was convened, for example, spent 3 days examining the evidence.
How could you find it and they couldn't find it?
Well,
you're better than them. That's a basic. Let's go with that.
12 years of looking, basically.
Yeah, okay. No, you were serious.
I've traveled from Washington, D.C. to California. I've been in about 18 states looking in national archives.
Well, in November you said you were in the Garrett family.
I know I've been very, very lucky to have some contacts with the Garrett family. One of the most valuable things I had is there are two authors in Las Cruces that we work with that have collected 8 of Garrett's letters to his family. And what's unique about this is a side of a Western figure that's never been seen before. Harry's writing these loving letters to his family, to his wife.
Oh.
And they are working on a book. It's going to be an extraordinary book when it comes out.
Well, now this has turned into something even bigger because Pat Garrett, the guy who offed Billy the Kid and got famous for that, was also well known in El Paso as a customs inspector. But when he was killed, that was a big deal because he was like the local figure and everything.
Yeah.
So, and that happened to be on Leap Day.
Leap year, Leap Day.
And that would be February 29, what year?
1908, and our festival, by the way, is going to be February 29th, Leap Day. That's the day that Garrett was killed. That's the day we have our festival.
What a coincidence. It and just happened to work out that way, didn't it?
Yes.
Actually, the four-year coincidence did work out.
Yeah. How many years will that be in leap years since he died?
Oh, God.
Well, it's an odd number.
There's a tribute.
There's a one. Somebody can answer that. There's going to be somebody be able to answer that.
You're
going to
ask that as a question?
Well, there's one. Somebody.
Well, you
can
better
answer.
Know the answer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the answer.
That's what
somebody's
I mean.
Going to tell me.
Do the math.
1998 would have been 100 years. We
okay.
know that.
Well, yeah, I meant it's 100 and next year would be 112 years since he died. But in leap years, that's every 4 years.
Divide
so you
by
have
four.
To divide that. But I'm terrible. I'm the person, math, no.
Well, I'll look it up on the internet then.
Yes, yeah, so let somebody else do
but
it.
But the whole thing about Pat Garrett and the history, why don't we have a movie or two out there? Or is there?
Dan?
There is a new, there of course have been. Oh, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid is a famous one that Sam Peckinpah directed back in 1972. There's been The Left-Handed Gun. The reason we started the festival last year was because of the 1930 Billy the Kid movie, which was which premiered at the Rio Grande Theater. That's what kicked the whole thing off.
Oh, really?
We thought, why don't show this? It was one of the early talkies.
And you got another movie running this year?
And yes, we do. Yeah, there's Left-Handed Gun. There's a new film that's just out called The Kid. That's with Ethan Hawke playing Pat Garrett. It's actually a pretty good film.
Now, you said you're going to reenact some things at your festival. Well, tell me about the festival. It's on that day, the 29th of February. Where?
At the Rio Grande Theater in Las Cruces.
Oh, at the theater?
Yes. And that's where we had it last year. It's $10 fee to attend all the different events. We would love to have people from El Paso and this area come down there because Garrett had such close connections with El Paso for so long.
He's well known, yeah. But then, and it's an all-day event. What happens? You see the movie. What else?
It starts at noon. The first part of the program is music being directed by Dan, and it's all original music. It's all original music. And then we're going to have the play, which is the reenactment of the trial. And then we're going to have a man who's done quite a bit of research on the Fountain case that's going to give a talk. And then we have the left-handed gun being shown in the evening.
Now, you said you were the idea of Garrett. He was not at, it was wasn't no no it was the Fountains, you said they were charging for the murder of the child but not the father.
Yeah, the interesting
explain
thing
that.
Well, the interesting thing was, of course, that the Fountain, Colonel Fountain, and his son were taken, and the bodies were never found.
But the buckboard showed
the
up.
The buckboard was found. Evidence that he'd been murdered
a
was there.
A pool of blood or something.
So when it came to the trial, two men were ultimately charged with the crime. That was Oliver Lee and James Gillian. And when the session of the court session opened in 1899, the prosecution stunned everybody, including the defense, by saying, "We're dropping the charges against Colonel Fountain. We're only going to charge for the murder of Henry, the 8-year-old son." And the reasoning behind this was apparently that the jury would be more sympathetic to the murder of a son, and also they felt like they could later try Colonel Pound.
Come back and do
yes.
that. But he took the kid on the trip, so he thought that would be kind of a shield. Nobody would bother him.
His wife insisted on that. He did not want to do that. She thought that it would be a shield. And he had been threatened extensively before that point. He was followed the whole time. It was a 4-day trip back from Lincoln. He was followed the whole time by two or three men that always stayed far enough away that he couldn't identify them.
Oh, boy. So that whole thing has yet to be solved. The murder occurred out in the middle of the desert between Las Cruces and Alamogordo.
That's right.
And Oliver Lee has a state park now.
Yes, he does.
His ranch is a state park.
The Dog Canyon Ranch. And by the way, I have a picture of the exact site where Colonel Fountain was ambushed. As far as I know, it's never been something like it's never been published before in my
How
book.
How do you know that?
There's a lot of evidence for it. The old road goes along there. It was identified by some of the early timers. There's been archaeological work done on the site. And so I'd say the confidence level is probably 100%.
Now, you're talking about a road that does not go Alamogordo to Las Cruces. It goes to La Rosa to Las Cruces.
That's correct. It was a dirt road at
Alamogordo
the time.
Didn't happen for years later.
Right. But the site is actually only about 200 yards off the highway.
Oh, the current highway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, they, at some point they got close. But the original highway went from the break in the mountains there at the Oregon Mountains over to Tularosa, not Alamogordo.
That's right. And
okay.
And also then there was a branch that broke off to La Luz.
Okay. Yeah, La Luz was an old settlement that the Spanish put together, not by settling up the Rio Grande and up the river. They came down from Santa Fe.
Yeah. And
settled that one.
And Socorro. Most of them came from Socorro.
Okay. Interesting history in New Mexico. And then they threw an atom bomb in the middle of that at some point. You got a real mix-up there near Las Cruces, guys. A lot of stuff went on up there. And then we'll get to someday the idea, where did Las Cruces get its name? There's another whole thing. But the thing about what you're doing with Pat Garrett, that's got to stir up some people. I mean, El Paso, that's easy to get up there.
Well, and also the Fountain is actually a lot more controversial, the Fountain case, because there are many descendants of the people that are involved, and there's a lot of hard feelings still exist as to... because the, of course, Gillian and Oliver Lee were acquitted. They were justly acquitted because the evidence against them was not sufficient to convict them. And so you really can't say that they did it because they were acquitted. There's a lot of hard feelings on that. A lot of people believe that they were involved. But
there's a lot of fountains still around. You have the Fountain Theater. That's still, is that family?
There's a lot of fountains around. There's a lot of descendants of Oliver Lee and James Gillian. And William McNew was also charged earlier, although he was not tried at that point. So these families are still around, and they all have their history and their oral history of the events.
Well, who was acquitted, charged and acquitted from the Pat Garrett murder?
The Pat Garrett? It was Wayne Brazel.
Now, he's the one that people talk about in history that I've heard that did it, but then he was acquitted.
He confessed to it, and everybody knows he confessed to it, but the people who believe in conspiracy think that he was a stooge. And I go into history in his book. He was engaged to be married. He had a beautiful wife. He got married shortly afterwards. He had just applied to be a territorial policeman. There's no way that he was a willing stooge, and there's no way that he was paid. And I proved conclusively that Miller was not involved. People think Miller snuck in and shot him and then snuck out. He actually came in by train. He was known to be there. It's mentioned in the grand jury. It's mentioned by the lawyers. He was there for 4 days. They were going to call him as a witness to the trial. And, of course, the reason they didn't, he was lynched in Oklahoma.
Details. Jeez. But also the thing that we talked about earlier, the coroner's report. Why was that lost for six decades?
That's very interesting. People, you know, hoped that if it was ever found, it would have all these immense details in it.
Oh, yeah. You can write books off of that.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, it didn't. But here's what's interesting.
When did they find it, by the way?
It was in a box of various other papers. I went through the other papers that were found with it. There was some other interesting stuff in there.
Where? Just out on the sidewalk? No.
No, it was in the courthouse.
Oh, in the courthouse. Safe.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Basement.
Just curious about that. But no, this is interesting stuff here that went on in Las Cruces. And again, I think you need another movie to explain all the details that you figured out.
That's true.
What do you think?
I'm curious, something, you know, we were going back to the coroner's report and how they found that. They have not finished going through a lot of those papers.
Yeah, they haven't. I've been through the papers myself, but they haven't indexed them or anything, so they're not really open to the public.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, do you think maybe there's a possibility they'll find even more? Because there's a lot of information that the county clerk was telling me at that time that there's still a lot of records that haven't been gone through.
It's possible they could find some other stuff about Garrett. I mean, as a sheriff, he signed a lot of papers. He would have signed various arrest warrants and things like that. A lot of those papers, some of them are as early as before the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them are pretty late.
Well, and actually, when New Mexico controlled Arizona, because I know there were a lot of records that went all the way to southern Arizona.
Arizona and New Mexico were one territory prior to the Civil War.
We got to take a break here and do some trivia stuff here, but people need to realize that this is very interesting history. And I would think that somebody still has a shoebox in the attic of a great uncle that they're going to have to go clean out the house one day. Don't throw away the shoebox, folks.
That shoebox is in the vault over at Doniana courthouse.
It starts in shoeboxes and then ends up in courthouses.
When you find that shoebox, give me a call.
Yeah. David Thomas wants to know about that. But the thing is, I bet you that stuff is out there some more. I mean, we haven't found everything that ever was written, and it's stuck away.
I was stunned to find six photographs of Garrett that had never been published
and
before.
And where'd you find those?
Well, like I say, two different sources. Yeah. One of the most amazing ones I found is Pat Garrett holding his daughter Pauline as a 2-year-old child.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's utterly amazing.
And all these things come up for auction, you know, at big auctions. And we David and I and Bob, we acquired an original photograph of Apollinaria, Pat's wife, that was taken in 1934. It was actually in front of a house in Las Cruces.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that picture.
That photograph, we own that now.
Oh, okay, this is Dan Crow talking. And these are in the book?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We acquired that at auction. The five of us own it. I think I'm the one alphabetically, I think I'm the first one.
You guys are going to have to sort this
out.
Yes,
indeed.
Sergio, what happened over here? Let's take a break and see what happens after the break. My microphone appears to be working. We'll go with that, okay? And we'll get another song out of you before the end of the hour, so we'll get this stuff figured out. Okay, taking a break here, but we need the trivia. What do you got, and who's going to answer it? Sergio, what happened to all our microphones? Slam the module, dude. I don't know what to tell you. They're coming through here fine. Here, answer.
I do this.
Can you hear? Oh, there I am. Hello. Okay, the trivia questions we have now for this hour is, the first question is, who was charged and acquitted with the killing of Pat Garrett? We just discussed
that
one. And the second one, Garrett's coroner's report was lost for six decades. Where was it found? And we just discussed that one. And if you have the answers to this question, give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Uh-oh.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5470. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5470. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5470. 1-800-394-5470.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Now we're getting one caller, 544-587. We've got a lot of trivia junk to give away. Stuff. Important prizes. Stuff. Important prizes to give away to you. But Sergio, the mics, where are they? Melissa was talking there. We didn't find her.
Am I back?
Oh, there you are. You're a little bit there.
I just
people coming and going. We've got to tell you a bunch of stuff, though. Callers, 544-5876. Hike up Crystal Ray on Monday, December 30th at noon. This is the one to go on if you want to get too religious, because the other ones are normally pilgrimages for the Catholic Church. This is a history hike.
Yes.
And it's put on by Randy Limbert and the Mount Crystal Ray Restoration Committee. They asked you for a donation. And there's a information on this hike. Is it 328-4110, but it's Destination El Paso is also part of this, an El Paso scene, and you look up Mount Crystal Ray, get over there at noon, and they'll tell you history stuff as you go up the mountain. Just real quick, let you know who's coming here next week. Rick Kern. Oh my, Rick is going to have some music, lots of music, and also Sam Stevenson will be with him, talk about the rock and roll history of El Paso in the area from the Bobby Fuller days. Centennial Museum on January 11th, talking about a sarco exhibit that's going on right there right now. In hour two, we're going to talk about a mural that has been found in the old William Beaumont Hospital basement, and people need to think they need to save it. So we got that coming up here. What do you got? Oh, well, the callers are coming in, by the way. This is
good.
Oh,
my gosh, they're coming everywhere. Okay, the McGoffin Home historic site is open for tours and also offers vinyasa-style yoga classes, cooking demonstrations, brain trust, bag lunch series. Call Gloria Garza for more details at 533-5147 or visit their website or the McGoffin Home Facebook page for more details.
And we have callers that we have George. What is George?
George.
No. Three is trivia, you say. Three is three. Three is Jim and trivia. Jim is on the air. Go ahead, Jim.
The person that killed Pat Garrett was Brazel.
Yes.
We're going to take that as a real answer.
That's a good answer.
His name was Wayne, wasn't it?
Wayne Brazel. What was
Brazel?
Brazel. You're right. I was going along with him.
Brazel. We're going with Brazel.
He was frazzled. He was frazzled.
But you get the prize, whatever you want. You get Mission Del Rey coupon.
You
get
Amigos. Yes.
This is, we do that in stereo.
Which one would you be interested in?
The what is it? The Mission Del Rey again, please?
Mission Del Rey is a $20 coupon for a certificate to shop in their store.
They have a great store. It's all this El Paso saddle blanket stuff, plus a whole bunch of Native American jewelry and other stuff.
That'll work.
Okay.
Very good. Well, all right. Well, thanks for playing. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Thank you. And that's a beautiful program. And Pat Garrett was quite a character.
Well, thanks for listening. Hold on here, Shelley. Tell you how to pick up that prize, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, Shelley, what is the other name on the other person? This is George.
George, you had a question and answer?
George, what do you got?
Hey, this is that highly paid volunteer at the old El Paso County Jail in San Elizario.
Now, tell me, George, are you on the inside or the outside of the jail cell?
Oh, well, sometimes I'm on the inside.
That's what I thought. That's why I
asked.
On a given Saturday morning, you're there for Friday night. I know you. So what's up?
Yes. I just had a question and or a comment for David, the writer of the book.
Yes,
I went to the first Pat Garrett festival. What was it? 2 or 3 months ago.
It was. And I remember you.
Yes, and the reason that I'm calling or to make a comment is that when I'm discussing the fact that Pat Garrett shot and killed Billy the Kid, every once in a while, I get somebody in there that says, well, they used to know each other. They were friends. He didn't really kill him. He let him go. But, you know, in that first movie that was shown at the Rio Grande Theater, the sheriff lets Billy the Kid go. And I think that was a, 1930, 33 movie. Yeah. I think that's where they're getting that idea that Pat Garrett let Billy the Kid go instead of killing him.
Well, that movie, which is 1930, like you say, the very first movie made about Billy the Kid, ends before the event in which he's killed. Now, the movie that Howard Hughes made a few years later, but was not released until 1940, that's the movie in which it's shown that Garrett actually collaborates with Billy, and they substitute a separate body, and Billy rides away. But the movie that we showed at the festival ends with Billy riding off into the darkness, and it ends before Garrett has hunted down and killed Billy.
Yeah. Well, my comment was that, like I said, every once in a while, I've had 3 or 4 different people, especially from Texas, that comment on that, well, he didn't really kill Billy the Kid. And I thought maybe they were getting this idea from that particular movie.
Sounds like it.
I had never seen that movie myself.
And a historian from Arizona has just compiled a list of all the people that were present either at the funeral or at the killing of Billy the Kid, and there's 95 of them. So there's 95 witnesses, essentially, to the killing and the burial and the funeral of Billy the Kid. I don't think you can get more certain than that.
He's dead.
Yeah. The other comment that I had was, at the museum, we have a young picture of Pat Garrett and supposedly his wife there, and I took those pictures with me to that first festival. And what I have learned since then, I believe that somebody from the Doña Ana Historical Association there in Las Cruces sent me some information. I don't think that the young lady with young Pat Garrett is the wife. It could be a daughter, though.
No,
because we do. Yes,
we're very, very skeptical about that picture. There's absolutely no doubt that that's not Garrett's wife. There can't be any doubt about that. And the odds are that he was not with another woman is very, very unlikely. So our considered opinion is it's not Garrett.
Maybe it's his daughter.
And it's not his daughter.
Yes.
Oh, it's not his daughter.
No, his daughter would just have been a child then.
Well, George, you got to realize George is part of the museum, of the Portales Museum,
yes,
in San Elizario.
Yeah,
so yeah, they got an interest in, yeah, Billy the Kid down there.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful down there.
Well, George.
Yeah. Well, what I was told was that Pat Garrett first married a Hispanic gal, and she died like in childbirth. And then he married the older sister, and with her, they had like 8 kids and lived for the rest of their lives and are buried there in Las Cruces.
David, what's up with that?
That's a little bit inaccurate. He married his first wife in 1880, and she was not a sister. It's interesting because her parents had the same name and so on. There'd been a lot of confusion, but it was not a sister. She died a few days after the marriage ceremony of a stomach ailment. And she's actually buried in Fort Sumner, something that nobody knows, but I was able to discover. The second woman that he married only a few months after that was not related. And of course, they were both Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
The one that he married a few months later is Apolinario. That's the woman that stayed with him and survived him.
How many kids?
Remarkable woman. 8 kids.
8 kids. There you go, George.
Oh yeah. Then I had three questions.
George, we gotta move on eventually. What can you come out to the Pepys today?
Well, not today. I won't be able to make it today. But
okay, one more question.
I'm very interested in the. No, I had some questions for David. If he knew that where Billy the Kid had been found guilty of killing one of the sheriffs of Lincoln County.
No, he was not ever. He was the only time he was ever found guilty of anything and tried of anything is when he was, well, yeah, when he was tried in Mesilla and he was found guilty of killing Brady, the sheriff.
Okay, George, you sound, keep going. Go ahead. What's another question?
Okay. Well, I had two other ones, but I'll let it go. I've been on the phone too long. Thank you very much. Enjoying the program.
Thank you, George. You take her easy. We'll be out at Pepe's today with a book signing. You can come if you have these kind of questions. Come out there 12:30. We'll be there till what, like 2-ish? You'll sign books and sell books to them.
Fair enough. It's also available on Amazon.com too.
That's correct.
So. But if you want the authentic signature,
do you have any of those for sale with the signature on Amazon?
Not on Amazon.
See, authentic signature today only.
Sometimes.
Ah, see, Pepe's, you got to go there. By the way, we should mention that another great restaurant is sponsoring this hour is Amigos.
Oh, Amigos!
I was out there down there yesterday. I love Amigos. That's a great place.
Have you moved in yet?
No, but just once or twice a week. You need something else to eat. And you don't want to cook it.
Now, if we know we can't find you, we'll go to Amigos.
Amigos is where I am during the week, and Pepe's on the weekend. But Amigos, that's a great place. They have a couple of meeting rooms. They were filling them up with families that had, folks coming in, like 8 or 10, 12 people. You can easily do that down at Amigos. So.
And I just went to the Amazon to find the link to go for his book, and I found some of his other books there, too.
A bunch of books you got. What are the books you got?
Killing Pat Garrett is my fifth book. My previous book was on Billy the Kid. I wrote a book about the Hermit of La Cueva, all his travels in South America.
That's a hermit up on the mountain?
And actually, I was a producer last year of a movie, a documentary based on that we're going to be showing this next year in Las Cruces, about all his world travels. We shot in Italy. We shot in Peru.
Is this the Hermit?
Mexico. Yes, the Hermit of La Cueva.
So you went, you took a film crew and went and shot all over the place?
We shot at his birthplace in Italy. We shot in Peru. We shot in Mexico.
Oh,
we
wow.
shot in New Mexico. And then I wasn't present, but we also shot in Brazil.
And so who's putting all that together?
It's already together. The movie's now being shown in South America and Europe. We're going to be showing it in this country next year.
In English or subtitles or what?
Well, it's about 6 different languages, but there are subtitles.
Okay, fair. We can handle that, I think. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back and do some more of this stuff here because we haven't done El Paso Inc. yet.
Oh, my God.
We have to do, but that's, before that, we have to go away and come back. Anyway, that's enough of the trivia. And call us if you need to. Otherwise, look at Facebook. You got them up almost?
Almost there.
Almost there.
Call us. Take a look at the El Paso
History
Radio Show
Facebook
page. Yeah, use
the phone.
Go to the Facebook page.
915-581-7920. No, that's your home number.
Oh, that's home. Call Bernie.
Call here.
No, call 544-KTSM.
What control room are you in?
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Hop aboard EP Locomotive FC Sun City Express.
All ages can ride the mini-passenger train located at the pedestrian pathway between Southwest University Park and the El Paso Convention Center.
Fridays through Sundays from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for only $2 per ride. All aboard.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income. But you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Want military-grade gear delivered directly to your doorstep? Join over 250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-226-1818. That's 800-226-1818. 800-226-1818. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I want to thank the people in the control room. They're taking all of our abuses in stride. Very good. Thank you very much. Oh, you don't have to agree with me completely. But Shelley, thank you. And Sergio, you guys are good. I've got to tell you right now what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
Oh,
that's your cue
I'm
to
sorry,
talk.
I'm on Facebook. Hello.
Hello. What?
The 2019 El Pasoan of the Year and Community Spirit Award honorees are revealed.
This is in El Paso's Business Journal. El Paso, Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
For a limited time, gift a free subscription to El Paso, Inc. this holiday season at ElPasoInc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, it's no secret the Walmart shooting was El Paso's biggest news story of 2019. But what other stories made a lasting impact?
Host Saul Sainz reviews the top stories of the past year, Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
All right, we got the Pat Garrett book here. We got the Pat Garrett author here. And we got the Pat Garrett guitarist here. And so the whole idea is You will be playing also, this is Dan Crow, you'll be playing also at the festival some of these songs. And if people act nice, you might even give them a CD.
Yes, absolutely.
You never can tell.
Not selling them.
But this is the 29th of February, and if you don't make it this year, there won't be one next year on the 29th of February.
Mm-hmm.
It may be on the 28th of February. You'll do it again next year, won't you? Yeah, you will.
But this
is the leap year. All right, so you have a song. Tell us what it's about. Pat Garrett, huh?
Well, I came into this whole deal from back many years ago, gosh, 1980. Patsy Garrett is Pat Garrett's granddaughter, and I've known her for years, and she was a friend. And one year back in 1980, I can't believe this, we were riding around El Paso with my good friend Dale Manquin. He was dating at the time, and she was saying to me, she said, my grandfather has not been treated very well in history in New Mexico or around the whole mountain, the American West. He said, it's just not right. And her father, Jarvis, was alive at the time, and he felt the same way. And I was playing in a band out in L.A. at the time, and kind of what I call the urban cowpie days. Anyway, so we were having fun, and I said, will you do it? She asked me to do a song about her grandfather, about Pat Garrett. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds like a challenge, and try to do something to help correct the history of it a little bit. Well, I wanted to do it, and I did do it. And we performed it for years, and I finally got around to recording it. Anyway, when I moved back to Las Cruces, my wife, she's from Las Cruces originally. And so I'll do a little bit of it for you here myself.
All right.
History is filled with lies that glorify a name and takes a low-down cheating fool and gives him lasting fame. And it's a fact an outlaw's life is filled with risk to take. But if Billy the Kid had your invite, he'd steal your birthday cake. And I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. He's gonna make young Billy pay for the bad things that he did. And I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. Now Sheriff Garrett had a job, and he did it the best he could. And if he had the chance to try, I'm certain he still would. Why, some might call him a law dog, yeah, and some might curse his name. But if Billy the Kid had a gun on you, I'm sure the same. Here we go. And I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. He's gonna make young Billy pay for the bad things that he did. And I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. So I guess the best that we can do is find a better job. Like, give a home to some lost steer, or find a train to rob. And who knows, we might be well known, or become household names. But if Billy the Kid, like old Sam Bass, and old Sam Bass, and Frank and Jesse James. Here we go, I got it right. I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. He's gonna make young Billy pay for the bad things that he did. And I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid. Yeah, he's gonna make young Billy pay for the bad things that he did, whether right or wrong. Yeah, and I just saw Pat Garrett riding out to meet the kid.
The crowd goes wild.
Thank you. Law Dog Lament was the name of that.
Well, thanks for doing that. And yeah. So you're going to be performing also a lot of songs at the festival.
Yeah, and I have a whole band with me. I have several friends, Ash, who we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And John Wood.
And so we'll hear, you can hear it again on the 29th of February.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
fair enough. We
got some other songs.
Dan Crow, thank you for doing that. Now, this is something I think Las Cruces ought to really get some help on from your city. Are you getting much help on the city for your festival?
Well, we're co-sponsored by the Donahue Historical Society and the Rio Grande Theater, but we certainly would welcome even more support.
I would think it would help.
When they were doing the coroner's report, I know that the talk at the time was a push to do more on a Pat Garrett Day. Do they have the Pat Garrett Day? I know they were trying to rename the boulevard, Motel Boulevard, I believe they were trying to rename Pat Garrett Boulevard. And some other items, and they seem to be moving in that direction because they were trying to get the cultural tourism. I know there's a push. It doesn't seem like it's kind of going that direction. The tourism department.
We were all on Bob here was the chairman. We were all on the committee to try to rename the Motel Boulevard. Unfortunately, the city council didn't agree on that. We lost by one vote, essentially. But I think, last year we revealed for the first time this tintype of Pat Garrett that had never been seen before, the one that's on my cover. Mm-hmm. And we got nationwide news. We were mentioned in the New York Times. We were mentioned in USA Today. We were mentioned in probably 50 different papers across the country.
Yeah.
We don't have that lead this time, but we still have an incredible program, and we're hoping to build something that will last.
You're having a trial in the middle of it. This will be interesting. And I think wouldn't a Six Guns reenactor going to be part of your thing? I think she's going to go up there.
She's going to be there. We welcome anyone that wants to come in a period costume. We're going to have members of the jury. Members of the audience are going to be jury members.
You get to vote differently than the script?
They can vote any way they want. We are going to make one exception. We are going to allow women on the jury.
Okay. Oh. That would be fun.
There's an idea.
I'd love to. I'll try to get our group to come on up there. I think it'd be great to show up in costume and help and support you.
We have a relative of Pat's playing him in the
yes. A relative of Pat's is doing
and
it.
He is also. This is a fact that a lot of people may or may not know that Pat was 6'5".
Yes.
Yeah. This guy's 6'5", too.
Oh, even better. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like Pat. Yeah.
And we'll talk some more about the details on that in a minute. We're going to take one more break here and come back and finish this up. But also looking at the The festival, I think this is something that should hit the fan big in a positive way.
Well, I think it's great. We can help support you. I mean, our town doesn't do it. Might as well help you.
One last thought. What was the Pepe's special you picked today?
Well, of course, I picked the green enchiladas, green chili meat enchiladas.
See? It's a favorite in the control room. Just want to make sure we get that out there one more time. All right, taking a break here. 5-4-4. Wow. Yeah, just look at Facebook.
There are pictures up on Facebook.
Okay, we got no phone calls. We'll be back in a moment.
That's right.
Back in a moment.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-715-6877. 800-715-6877. 800-715-6877.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Just a few years ago, Mozambique's Nyasa National Reserve in southern Africa was a danger zone for elephants. Organized gangs of poachers took them down by the thousands for their ivory tusks. Some believed that Nyasa's elephants would soon go extinct. But then something amazing happened. Conservationists and governments got together and formulated a plan. They used helicopters, planes, and a highly trained police force to eliminate poaching. Today, Nyasa hasn't lost a single elephant in more than a year. Conservationists believe the reserve can fully recover and once again support tens of thousands of elephants. With your support, we can keep Nyasa and other protected areas where elephants live safe from poachers' guns. Find out more at 96elephants.org.
With colder temperatures on the way, keep your car running with Prestone Antifreeze. Only Prestone's superior formula works immediately, protecting your engine from the elements to keep your engine running better. So take on the winter with Prestone today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're about done on this show here, but we got to understand there's a festival coming up on February 29th. It's in Las Cruces. It's at noon, and it is, the location is?
The Rio Grande Theater, Las Cruces, and the website is patgarrettwesternheritage.com.
Okay, we have one caller on the phone here named Hannah. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning. Have you asked a trivia question already?
Well, we have one for you. Would you like to answer one?
Sure.
Okay. The question is, Pat Garrett was killed in 1905.
Excuse me, 1908.
But he was born in 1858. How old was he when he died?
1850.
How old was he?
Who's going to answer this question?
I know. You give the question.
Okay, here's the question. He was killed in 1908. He was born in 1850. How old was he?
Well, we have a different answer, but it was when he died, he was 29.7 in leap years.
Oh, there you go. See, that's a better answer. We want that answer.
I like that. She outdid us all.
You win.
Okay, you're gonna get the prize.
Thank
here.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Hannah. Shelley will tell you how to pick up your prize, all right? Hold on, Hannah. Thank you very much. Hold on. That'll be interesting. Also, we're almost out of here for the day. And book signing today, David Thomas will be out there. You guys are going to show up. You got some books. You tell some more stories. You bring a guitar. Pepe, 6761 Donovan. And otherwise, February 29th, put that on your calendar this year. It'll be the only year for 4 years you'll have that on your calendar, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Basically it. That's about it for today here. It's been an interesting show. And I think the history of Pat Garrett will still evolve. And Billy the Kid, what do you think?
I think so, and people keep finding new stuff, and I hope to find new stuff myself.
If you got the shoebox in the attic that you got to clean out, call David Thomas, right?
Absolutely. call me first.
Even if it's not about Pat Garrett, you want to see it because you're a nosy historian like we are, right?
That's correct.
Basically, fair enough. All right, and again, thank the control room crowd in there. But don't forget to go to Amigos down there at 2000 Montana. Great food down there. I'll be going. I was there yesterday. I'll be up at Pepe's today with the book signing crowd here. This will be a lot of fun. And Hannah, thanks for calling. See you guys later.
She did a good job.
Thank you.
250,000 customers already geared up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, Delta Force, and Special Ops guys. You'll receive seasonal tactical and survival gear essentials to be better prepared at home and on the road, and a digital subscription to our community. Products include backpacks, helmets, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more kick-ass gear. Get it for yourself or gift something unique this year. Rise above the ranks at CrateClub.com. That's CrateClub.com.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Win your way to L.A. for our sold-out iHeartRadio Alter Ego 2020, presented by Capital One.
Alter Ego!
You'll go backstage to meet Billie Eilish. And Blink 182.
We will see you at Alter Ego.
Plus, get tickets for the show where you'll see Coldplay, The Black Keys, The Lumineers, Shade, and...